Come to our speaker, our own Reverend Connie Beth Grotti.
Good morning. Are you happy? This morning I woke up with a song that was very, well, I used to sing with the kids, sing a song, sing out loud, sing out strong. And I heard the words, talk about what's your song. And then I got a phone call about someone who had a family member who had tried to commit suicide last night. And I started thinking long and deep, what makes someone get to that point? And I started thinking back in my own life, and I think it's when we forget who we are and we forget about happy, we're out of balance. We're too much in the seriousness of life. We've taken life far too serious. And we've dug a hole for ourselves that we think life can be happy for everybody but ourselves. What I didn't tell you is, and I don't talk about it too often, is in the middle of the death husband and the good husband, I had an abusive husband. And my children and I used to do the dishes every day and would sing this song while we did the dishes. It wasn't long after this marriage that all singing was out the window. You were not to sing anymore. You see, when you're with someone who's wanting to control you or take something away from you, they know they need to take away your joy so you won't remember who you are. The thing of it is, it's almost an innate thing that children are happy, isn't it? Don't you see babies smiling everywhere you go? So we're born happy, and someone or something has to take that away from us. I know Linda and I were shopping a couple days ago, and there was this little baby in a stroller playing a game, and we're amazed. We're watching how that little baby's playing this electronic game, and Linda said, well, Mom, before long, she'll be showing you what to do. So they learn, they find a way to find their happiness. And I thought, well, how was it way back when? Because the times have changed so much. Now we have instant things, instant songs, instant videos, instant news. We know everything that's going on all the time. And it's taken away some of our private moments of beginning to know who we are. And I thought, I can remember when I was a little bitty kid. Some of you guys won't know about this, but maybe you've been told. I don't know. There is this box that was set about this high and this wide. And when it was time to listen to the radio, somebody had to be very particular in tuning in which radio wave you're going to get the right channel. Otherwise, you messed it up. And you got to hope like heck that the static is not there so you can listen to it. I remember we used to listen to Amos and Andy and different songs. And it was a wonderful thing. And we'd have taffy pulls when certain music was on or a radio program. And people would carry on the songs and some of these things throughout the day. Before radio, I presume when you learned songs, it was mostly, I don't know, maybe at churches and things like that. But I can remember my grandmother, and I can remember my mother, and I can remember a lot of the women. When they would work during the day, they didn't listen to the radio. They sang. And it wasn't bad songs. It was good songs. Sometimes it was spiritual songs, like Amazing Grace. Anyway, it would take them to a different level to where they probably didn't realize the drudgery of housework because they were already somewhere else. Can you all remember those days? We were blessed. We thought it was modern in those days. This was before television. But we did always have cars. I remember when my youngest grandson asked me one day, Mamma, did they have cars when you were born? So, yes, we always had cars. But I remember thinking that instilled those people a faith that they didn't realize that they had. And it attuned them to a knowledge that they were good enough. They were happy while they were doing that. I was thinking of this poor girl that tried to commit suicide. I was thinking of my husband's daughter who committed suicide a year and a half ago. It's because in her case, and maybe in this case, they didn't have a song to sing to know who they were or what they were. They are listening to someone else browbeat them down to a level so they can feel better about themselves. In this day and age, we're told simplicity is what we need to go back to. Simplicity is a wonderful thing. It allows you to see what's there. When the world goes so fast and you have to be here at 10 o'clock and here at 2 o'clock and here at 4 o'clock, and last night, I will tell you, I ate my evening meal at midnight. Truth. I had gone to bed. I couldn't sleep without it. I had to get up and get it. But I can remember as a child growing up on a farm. And I can remember that when we were working in the fields, there was a cross, not on our property, but on another property. There was a beautiful woods. It had a creek. And I would go there because it's the only place where I could find my peace. And I remember in the spring, there'd be wild violets there, and the creek would ripple over the rocks, and you could hear the song of the creek. It was just a wonderful place to be. And you sat there and you realize, I felt like it was nature that was so unforgotten. And it was a place of peace that I longed to be. So I went there as often as I could. I know now I was probably meditating there and didn't even recognize what it was. I also remember one day I saw this place and I thought, what is it? I saw fur and I saw chicken feathers. It was a fox's den. And you learn too, when you live on a farm, you realize this part of the world belongs to nature. This is part of what it does. And so if you have time to be by yourself, if you have time to listen to the songs of nature, the songs of your heart, to realize who you are or what you think you are or to become or to be. Children don't really have that kind of time anymore or places to go there by themselves. Now, unfortunately, they're taught at preschool, be wary of strangers. They're taught about the dangers, and I'm not talking that that's negative. But we need to keep things in balance about the wonder of what's here, of what's there. When we moved from southern Indiana to central Indiana when I was a kid, all my best friends lived in my backyard, Carrie and Delpha. And their mom had MS, and they had all kinds of records that they would play. They loved country songs. It's the first time I ever heard anything negative in a song. And they'd get those records out, put on their mom's clothes in this closet, and dance around to. And I thought, I remember as a little kid, because it's the first time I heard it, I thought, why are they dancing to those sad, somber, crying songs? Well, they looked at it in a different way than I did. But you go back. I think I grew up in, also in the days of the hippies. I never took drugs. And it makes some people angry. Makes some people angry if you don't join in. But I never, ever felt pressure. Not once. Because I learned to be loyal to myself. I did not do it because of someone else. I did not do it because I was taught it was wrong. I did not do it because I didn't want to. If people could have that kind, and not that we don't experience all kinds of things. I'm not a perfect person by any means. It wasn't my life experience. But yet I know that when we can be aware that we are more than this body, that there's life is more than what's here, and that we can be responsible for who we are and what we are. Have I had losses? Sure I have. I remember the day, now it was very difficult when my parents died. It took me 10 or more years to get over it. When my first husband passed away, we all go through our grieving times. And we need that. However, I remember thinking one day, this will never come back. This is what happened, like talking to yourself. It's time now. You need to learn to be happy with who you are now. It was up to me to make a new life for myself. I could either stay in that grieving process or get out and help somebody or do something else. Because after a while, it gets very boring being looking at yourself in sadness. You get tired of it. That's nature saying, okay, you've experienced the negative. If you will just allow yourself to know the goodness of yourself a little bit, change is coming. Something good is coming. You might have had a wonderful life. That doesn't mean that you can't have still a wonderful life. Still a wonderful life. You see, it's all the story that we believe in, or it's the story that we tell ourselves, is what directs and guides our life. But if we don't have time to know who we are, then we begin to listen to the people around us who want to tell us what our story is. And that's when we lose our joy. And that's when we begin to feel hopeless. This morning, I knew the song should be "It's a Wonderful World." And I didn't want to listen, so I decided I wasn't going to do it. But I knew for the second song, we had to sing, sing, sing a song. When we were getting ready, my husband told me, he said, "Oh, you just received a piece from Ken Turner. Do you want to read it?" May I read this, Ken? Yay. He had written a story, and he had sent it to Scott to read to his daughter. Well, Linda and I were eavesdropping, and we wanted to listen to the story too, so we asked him, could we please have that? So he sent it this morning, and he wrote it for his grandson, Isaac. "Once upon a time, there was a singing, and the song sang of a spark that blew up like a balloon and got really hot, and out of it fell all the stuff there was. And the first stars formed out of that, and some were really big, excuse me, and bright, and blew up, and scattered all the new stuff that they made into the universe. And more stars formed out of that, and planets too, like ours. And the singing formed patterns out of all the stuff, and some of those because of the laws of how it all works, but not laws like, if you do this or don't do that, something bad will happen, but more like stories, like once upon a time, an old woman lived with her cat in a little house in the forest, and about what happened to her and the cat and the folks that came to visit. And stories are all kinds. Some wise, some foolish, some that make you happy, and some that make you sad. And the best ones make you both at once. And we live in those stories, among those songs, and they live us. And wherever there are stories and songs, there are singers and storytellers to make more. And that's why the world is wonderful, or what that means, full of wonders. For the song continues, even now. Isn't that great?